Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sabda hadis, "Inna lillahi 'ibadan khalaqahum li hawa'ijin nas." There are certain servants of Allah and certain people whom Allah created specifically so that they can fulfill the needs and the tasks of Allah. يَفْزَعُ النَّاسُ إِلَيْهِمْ فِي حَوَائِجِهِمْ. Allah has made them such, the servants of His, that people, whenever they are in trouble or whenever they are afflicted with any type of difficulty and they are in need, they turn to these servants whom Allah has created. فِي حَوَائِجِهِمْ, whenever they are in need. Allah has made it such. Allah has put it in that servant, the quality to fulfill the needs of others. And the creation identify them and they know them so that they move towards them and they proceed towards them whenever they have a need. Rasulullah said about these servants of Allah, هُمُ الْآمِنُونَ مِنْ عَذَابِ النَّارِ. They will be safeguarded and protected against the fire of Jahannam. This is how Allah will reward them. Now, they might not have many voluntary deeds. That's the point here. That they do the fundamentals of deen. They are fulfilling all the obligatory acts of deen. They are staying away from sin and haram. But they do not have too much voluntary acts of worship to their credit. But you find them ready to fulfill the needs of others. So we learn something from this, that we can never trivialize the efforts of somebody else. We can never judge as to who will be going to Jannah based on which act. I cannot say that I am doing so many voluntary deeds, so I'm better than the one who's not doing voluntary acts of worship, because maybe he's helping many, many, many people. And on the other side, the one who is not doing much voluntary deed, but is helping many, cannot look at one who's doing many voluntary deeds and saying he's not helping others, so he's not going to be saving us. We don't know which act or which deed or which servant from the sight of Allah is such that will earn us our entry into paradise.